Welcome to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the silicon-infused world of technology and artificial intelligence. I'm Alex, your resident nerd with a penchant for breaking down the complex.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're thinking with just a touch of humor to keep Alex here from turning into a robot. Today, we're unraveling the story of Hugging Face, a name that's become synonymous with modern AI.
Right, Hugging Face. It's fascinating how what started as a chatbot app for teenagers morphed into the world's largest open-source AI platform. From chatbots to reshaping global AI development, it's quite the pivot.
A chatbot? Like one of those things on websites that usually can't help me find my online shopping cart?
Exactly. But they realized their technology could do so much more. Imagine going from helping you find your lost shopping cart to powering over 2.1 million models that developers and companies use for everything from language translation to, well, creating more helpful chatbots.
That's a lot of models. It's like they've become the GitHub for AI. But hold on, did you say 2.1 million models? How does that even work?
Think of it as a massive library where each book is a different AI model. And this library is open 24/7, allowing anyone to borrow a book, add notes, or even publish their own. That's the beauty of open source. With Hugging Face, it's about democratizing AI, making it accessible to everyone from big corporations to a high school student in their bedroom coding the next big thing.
A high school coder's dream, then. But what's the catch? There's always a catch with tech this good.
Not much of a catch, but a challenge, navigating this vast sea of models and data. That's where the Transformers library comes in, simplifying how you interact with these models. No need to be an AI whisperer to get them to work.
AI whisper, I like that. So if I get this right, you're telling me that with a few lines of Python, I can have my very own AI model running?
Exactly. A few lines of code, and you're off to the races. You could analyze sentiments, generate text, or even create images that didn't exist before.
That's mind-blowing. But let's talk robots. I heard Hugging Face is stepping into robotics now?
Oh, they're not just stepping in, they're diving headfirst. With their robotics initiative, they aim to make robotics as open and accessible as AI. We're talking about open-source robots that could revolutionize industries, all while being affordable.
Affordable robots. So I could potentially have my own little robot buddy at home? That's what's next? AI that can make me a cup of coffee.
Don't give them any ideas, Jamie. But yes, the potential is limitless. And with their commitment to ethical AI and reducing carbon emissions, Hugging Face isn't just about pushing boundaries. They're doing it responsibly.
Saving the world, one line of code at a time. I love it. But we've covered a lot today, from chatbots to AI libraries, robots, and saving the planet. It's a lot to take in.
It is, but it's also exciting to see how open source AI is shaping our future, making technology more accessible and fostering a community of innovators. Hugging Face is at the forefront, and we're just starting to see the impact.
Well, on that futuristic note, I think it's time we wrap up. Thanks to everyone for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. We've had a blast diving into the open source heart of modern AI with Hugging Face.
Don't forget to hit subscribe if you want to keep up with the bleeding edge of tech and AI. Until next time, keep coding, keep creating, and who knows, maybe you'll be the one to bring AI-powered coffee makers to life. Upbeat electronic music fades in, then out.
Bye, everyone.
Catch you in the future.